This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. First with a big attaboy. Thank you very much. Sounds like the phones are ringing at Senator Heitkamp's office because we're getting a lot of reports of it was busy, it rang for 4 minutes before somebody answered, they're getting swamped. So way to go. We'll tell you the numbers again here in a minute and explain why we've found it necessary to give those numbers out and engage you in an effort to lay it all on the line to try and do what we can to improve the health care situation of our neighbors, all of those of us that just see these premiums going up, deductibles skyrocketing, people losing coverage, less options, just a whole lot of bad. 20 to 1 is my estimate on the amount of stories I hear that are bad related to what happened with Obamacare versus good. And now the challenge is with this new proposal that the president spoke about today. Do you want to hear what he had to say? All right. Here's President Donald Trump asked about this in a meeting with the Prime Minister of Great Britain today at the UN. Listen.
Obamacare is a disaster. It's failing badly. You look at the rates, you look at what's happening with premiums for people that can't afford Obamacare. It's been a catastrophic situation. I believe that Graham Cassidy really will do it the right way, and it is doing it the right way. It has tremendous support from Republicans.
All the effort through this particular proposal is to get it back to the states. It's federalism. It's get it back to the states, have that flexibility. We had a question last hour about, does it still mandate people that don't need coverage have coverage as an example? And I asked for an answer on that from Congressman Kramer's office. They got Congressman Kramer's response to that. On that, he says it maintains essential health benefit standards, but governors have the flexibility to form programs that provide options within the parameters of the goal of covering people. So again, create it so it works for North Dakotans. And then when it needs a tweak, you go to Governor Burgum. Say, hey, it's closer to the people. It's care. I love it. Want to get your take on this today. And also, if you have called Senator Heitkamp's office, what kind of response that you got? Some good today? Some, questions and whatnot? So let us know. 800-228-0550. Bottom of the hour, we're going to chat with Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary, and Jerome Richter, Vice President of Public Affairs. We do that monthly on the program to find out what's happening at America's Leadership University. I spent some time there this week. We'll talk a little bit about that. And they've now opened the new Lumen Vitae Center, and it's getting rave reviews. So our first chance to catch up with Monsignor Shea about that and that vision coming to life. So look forward to that. That's at the bottom of the hour. In the meantime, anything on your mind? We'll talk about this upcoming vote to end once and for all Obamacare and getting Senator Heitkamp on board. Can it happen? Coming up in the program. All right, before we get back to your calls, we caught up with Jim the Flagpole guy, who is one busy guy. I have on good authority has been since 5 this morning plotting and planning his travels, which are to many places across North Dakota to install flagpoles you've ordered. So way to go. Jim, how are you?
I'm very well, Scott. What a great day to be alive.
Fantastic. So as you look at that pile of orders and where you're going, is Fargo on the list?
Fargo is on the list, Scott. Everywhere in between, I'd just like to thank a lot of people. Mr. Miller at Ned Rose Elementary School, Nate with Endeavor Gas Plant at the Robinson Lake Gas Plant, Jim Johnson at Mandaree Powwow, United Three Affiliated Tribes, Ron and Cindy from Langdon, I'm coming your way. Coffee Brothers, American State Bank, and Williston, 60-footer going up. And John from Bobcat at Mandaree, just some of the current customers that I'm working for right now, Scott, and what a pleasure to work for all just great people. And, because I'm going to be all over North Dakota from northwest to southeast. Anybody who wants a flagpole, now's the time. We're going to beat the weather. We're going to beat the rush. And I can swing on through and install one for you.
That's fantastic. And I know you were just in Fargo. And Jim called me on the way, and he said, "Hey, I want to install a flagpole for a hero. Who do you know that that would be a worthy flagpole recipient, a good hero?" I thought instantly of Rusty Ort, Purple Heart recipient, and you got a chance to meet Rusty and his dad, install that flagpole. I saw the pictures, so thank you for doing that. That's just a big-hearted thing to do. And as it turned out, he had a flagpole, but it was in a little bit of disrepair, and he was in need of a brand new one. He got them all fixed up, right?
Yes, sir, and hats off to Rusty for all the help that he does with the wounded vets. And he was very deserving of it, and I just really appreciate the opportunity. What a great guy.
Yeah, that's a really, really neat thing for you to do. Jim's a patriot, folks. He really is. Takes care of other good patriots and going to help you be a better patriot by flying an American-made flag, flagpole, everything. He and his son stopped by our house when they were in Fargo last, and I know have plans to come back. So anybody else that is looking for a flagpole in Fargo or any of those communities that he mentioned, kudos to American Bank Center for that 60-footer going up in Williston. That's great. Give Jim a call, 701-571-FLAG, 701-571-FLAG, online at ndflagpoleguy.com. Again, the number 571-FLAG, 571-FLAG. Thanks, Jim. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Scott. God bless, and God bless America.
God bless you, sir. Good to talk to you. Appreciate it very much. Sarah in Grand Forks, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm calling in about the health care topic this morning. Yeah. I'm a citizen of the U.S. My husband is a European citizen. I don't want to say what country because I'd like to keep this a little more private. But we're both retiring. We are in our 50s. And to get health care coverage in the U.S. is going to cost us almost $1,800 a month. So we started looking around at what are our options elsewhere, and we found a place overseas in Europe, one of the Scandinavian countries, where for the same health care it's going to cost us $100 a piece, so $200 a month. So we're in the process of relocating just because we can't afford to stay here as retirees that aren't on Medicare.
Yeah, well, it has to be fixed. That's why, to me, the costs have skyrocketed. The premiums have skyrocketed. Coverage is less. You have less options to pick from.
And these are with like $10,000 deductibles.
Yeah, that's bad all the way around. I'd be curious, Sarah, if you, you determine what you're going to pay in taxes. I realize you're retired, so you don't have.
They tax you on your income. They don't tax you on your assets. So our tax burden over there is going to be minimal.
Yeah, because you're retired. You don't have. Interesting.
Yeah.
All right, Sarah. Well, let's hope it gets fixed, and maybe to avoid the moving costs, you could call Senator Heitkamp today and say, "Hey, would you vote for this? Would you please just vote for this so we don't have to move?"
Yeah.
She had to hear that story. Okay.
Yep. All right. Thanks.
Thank you. Here's the telephone number if you'd like to call Senator Heitkamp's office. And we'd encourage you to do this today. We don't do this often where we actually give you the number and encourage you to call. But in this case, I've just heard enough pain about Obamacare. And I see this as a really, again, not ideal, but the states are the laboratory. To me, you give this back to the states and let every state conform this to their own good. And the worst case scenario for the state is they're hold even on funding. And best is, nearly $1 billion more. So this is good for North Dakota. How can Senator Heitkamp be against that unless she's taking her marching orders from Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi? So call her. D.C. number 202-224-2043, Bismarck office 258-4648, Fargo 232-8030. You're in Dickinson, you can call her 225-0974. You're in Grand Forks, 775-9601. You're in Minot, 852-0703. And let us know what kind of reception you get, or if you get through. Number's been busy. Keep trying. Rhonda in Minneapolis. Go ahead.
Hi. In pertinence to the gal that called in saying that congressional leaders and their staff are funded, Dr. Jerome Corsi broke that story quite some time ago. Obama took the dividend money from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and he's been paying it every month. And so when Trump got into office a couple months ago, Trump threatened them saying he's not going to pay it anymore. This was illegal. So he's still holding that over his head, and I hope he holds it over their head next week. But if you Google that, it's all over Google. They are being subsidized by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
Yeah, when you say they, my only point was to say Senator Hoeven and Congressman Cramer have been asked repeatedly about that. They're on the same Obamacare plan everybody else is and have paid more because of it. So not every member of Congress is under the plan you're talking about. That was my only point.
Yeah, Heidi is, though.
She may be. I don't honestly know. I don't know that I've ever heard from her on that. And somebody at one point said she was on her husband's plan. I don't know. So she would be able to opt out of Obamacare. I don't know. I'd like to know. And it's just one more reason. This is the swamp and it ought to go, Rhonda. So good points. Rhonda, does Mark, you're next.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at Petroserve USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at Petroserve USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of Petroserve USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings always. My personal favorite is the 4-for-4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items, the pizza, the pop, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a Petroserve USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you. You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Tandy's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
On your mind, 20 past the hour, our telephone number, easy for me to say. Maybe you should say it, Todd. I'm rendered incapable of saying it.
1-800-228-0550. 1-800-228-0550. Or if you're in Bismarck, Mandan, you know, to dial as many digits, 701-258-0550. You can text 701-226-8503. You can email studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com.
See, he said that way better than I ever could, didn't he, folks? Brought to you in part today by our friends at Pipers. And I'm looking at their list of their scheduled dates coming up. They have their new fall catalog out where you can get the full listing. You call them and they'll send it off to you and you're on the list. I love it. You can just dream. Take a good look at it and you'll absolutely love that. So give them a call. Ask them for a catalog, 877-700-4099, or go to Pipers.com. And equipment auctions, you're looking to sell some equipment, get top dollar. Remember, Pipers for that. Some land auctions coming up. Let's see, we're going to be in where today? Cavalier and Walsh County, I guess, 320 acres. Auction happening there today. There's also a free Midwest farmland seminar in Warren, Minnesota, later today. That's actually taking place about 10:30 this morning. How about that? So not far away at a Larson Offer Retirement Farm Auction in Mott that is happening today. There's also the monthly hay auction that's happening next Tuesday. That's a week from Tuesday, isn't it? Yeah, October 3rd at the Auction Center of North America in Steele, and the land auctions in Sheridan County, Pennington County, Wood County, Wisconsin, Becker County, Minnesota. Coming up, Regent Farm Machinery Auction, Jacobs Retirement on the 11th of October. Check it out at Pipers.com. Pipers.com. All right, let's get back to the phones. I got a few calls we've not got to that have called off the air, and we love hearing from you, whether you call us live or whether you leave a message, so that's all good. But here's one of those calls that came in off the air a little bit earlier, and then we'll get back to Ron in Bismarck and Irene in Eastern Montana and Dale in South Dakota here that are on deck.
You know, I hate to sound like a defeatist, but considering Heidi Heitkamp's actions in the past and what she's doing now, she's isolated herself from the people of North Dakota because she thinks she's smarter than everybody else. You really think she's going to listen to us? You're whistling in the wind. We have the same thing in Minnesota with Al Franken and Amy Klobuchar. They're not listening. They're in it for themselves and what they can get out of it, not for the people of Minnesota. And Heidi, not for the people of North Dakota. She has isolated herself from everything except that goal of getting back into office and making more pain and sorrow for the people of North Dakota.
North Dakotans are smarter than that, though. If what you say is true, and it's not far off in my view, sunshine will expose all that. That's why we're doing what we're doing here. Texter says, it costs me more to see a doctor with insurance than it does without. Why? The whole bill is almost half less or better when they find out you don't have insurance. Heidi can do more damage in the short time she has left. Scott, you are a beacon of light on the radio. Sometimes I get goosebumps listening to you and Todd. That must be from Todd. You don't get goosebumps from me.
No.
You guys are so refreshing in a world full of negativity. Thanks for what you do. Continue it up. Continue it up, sir. I really hope you don't ever question your resolve or why you do it. You guys are a gift, really. God blesses those who do the right thing. Bless you. Gosh, is that a nice text. Thank you very much. And we're here for you. We're here to reflect your views. We're going to stand up for you. And today's one of those days where I've just said, look, I've felt enough pain from talking to folks, and I don't mean that I don't pain in hearing it, just your own pain in telling these stories about how bad Obamacare has been in so many ways. And we've been talking about for so long, and here's a chance to fix it. And our own senator, Heitkamp, is against it when we'll fare better from it. We have to do something about that. We got to spend the time necessary in the next number of days before that vote, supposedly on Wednesday, and say enough already. And that's why we've encouraged you to call. So I hope you will. Ron and Bismarck, go ahead. You're up.
Yeah, so one little point about Heidi getting back to you. We were at Heidi's kickoff meeting at the Bismarck Library when she announced her candidacy for the U.S. Senate. And I raised a question about Obamacare's cost back then. She said, I guarantee it's a budget saver. Well, at that time, CBO was rating it as $800 million loss in the first 10 years. With in 2 to 3 weeks, they raised it to a $1.2 billion loss in the next 10 years. And we never have gotten her explanation back as to it being a budget saver. So don't hold your breath.
Well, when you say get back to us, I mean, all we're doing in this case is saying, here's how we want you to vote. You work for us. So she's hearing everything she needs every time somebody picks up the telephone call. Whether she you know, contacts back or writes a letter or whatever, I don't much care. I just wanted to vote the right way, and I honestly believe enough North Dakotans do this, and it'll make a difference. Another call from Bismarck. Go ahead. You're up.
Yes, hello.
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
I can.
To bring up a situation with the health care, I don't hear a lot about it. There's no kind of cost controls for any kind of health care. You're not going to make it affordable for anyone when everybody from the hospital administrators to the pharmaceutical companies to the actual and the CEOs, there's no cost controls.
Yeah. Well, when I hear cost controls, I think of Russia. So I'm not a big fan of cost controls. I hear what you're saying. I think the pain point in healthcare is the fact that there is escalating costs, so that needs to be done. I would just say this plan, it comes back to the states. The dollars go to the states. They have parameters. Give people care. Make it happen. So I think the best laboratory to actually have a difference is just that. Bring it closest to the people. Brian and Kenmare, quickly go ahead. You're next.
Hi. I just had a conversation with somebody that had a staff meeting, and they work in the medical industry up here in the area. And basically, they're going to implement an honor system to figure out if their spouses or anybody on their medical plan can be on their own plan through their employer. And also, the benefits or the reduction in premium to actually kick kids that are underneath age 26 in college to get them off their plans, to get them to find their own. The premium decreases were out of this world. Have you heard of this? I've never heard of them wanting to fill out a form where other people on your health care, if their employers offer it, and they're going to incentivize them to get off of their coverage and go back to their own employer.
Interesting, Brian. No, I haven't. I'll do a little more digging on that, though. Appreciate your call. Short on time, so I'm going to just keep cranking here. Dale in South Dakota, quickly go ahead.
Yeah, I live in South Dakota. I cannot vote for or against Heidi Heitkamp, but I can sure donate money to her opponent when in the next election comes around, and I can even volunteer to help him in his campaign. Then I encourage all people from South Dakota and all around the listening area to call Heidi Heitkamp at the numbers you gave and say the same thing.
Thank you, Dale. Appreciate that. And I think you're right. We can all get involved all around the region, like-minded folks, because the world will be watching this race, but I'd like to fix it before this Obamacare vote comes up. D.C. number 202-224-2043 for Senator Heitkamp's office. 202-224-2043.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
I got a call from my brother the other day. He lives in Las Vegas. He said, I'm looking at a new job. I said, what does it pay? $12.50 an hour. Can you believe that? Say, boy, move to North Dakota. Polar Service Center is where I told him to call. Because right now at Polar Service Center, they're looking for certified welders, sandblasters, wash rack attendants, and diesel mechanics. And they are paying big bucks. And they do great training. Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. This is a service center, both in Williston and in Kildare, that needs people right now that service tank trailers, Polar, and other tank trailers, and they will train you and pay you up to $32 an hour with incredible benefits. Write down this number, 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria. She's waiting for your call right now. Tell your loved ones that are working in Las Vegas for chump change, Polar Service Center, big bucks, that's where it's at. Williston and Kildare locations hiring right now. Call 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria and tell her Scott sent you.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're in the oil business, you call Delta, and they take care of everything at the well site site. Okay, they're going to go. They're going to do the turnkey well site services. Is their game? You call Eric at 406-250-8151. 406-250-8151 is the telephone number, or you can go online to deltaconstructor.net. Deltaconstructor.net. All right. Let's celebrate one of our fine callers from yesterday's program, someone that called with the Congressman Kevin Cramer.
Senator Heitkamp, I called her office here about a month ago on the rest of the day, you know, they had the recess, and asked her if she's doing any town halls or anything. And the person of her staff said that she was, there you go, look on the internet or whatever. And I said, does she ever do any interviews on radio stations? And she said, well, she was on Joel Heitkamp's. Apparently, a deal the day before. And I think that's just like for her to go to a softball game. I don't think those questions are very hard there. So, but she did do one, but she doesn't come to where the real questions get asked of her.
That's what you call straight talk from the fine audience of what's on your mind there, ladies and gentlemen. They don't miss a trick. You don't miss a trick, is what I mean to say. And same with our friends at Delta. Global solutions for the oil and gas industry. DeltaConstructors.net. They help us celebrate the call of the day, and the best call you'll make today is to call Eric at 406-250-8151. All right. Our next guests are Monsignor James Shea and Jerome Richter from the University of Mary. We get the chance once a month to catch up with these gentlemen about things that are happening at the University of Mary, and I don't remember how long ago, but it wasn't all that long ago. We were talking about plans for some major construction, and we've talked about a lot of it on the campus, but specifically the Lumen Vitae Center, which is now open, that we broadcast from, and we get a chance to hear from Monsignor Shea a little bit for the first time about his vision coming to life with that wonderful facility today on the program. Monsignor Shea, Jerome, nice to have you. How are you?
Great to be here with you, Scott. God bless you. Scott, beautiful day in North Dakota, and we're happy to be with you.
And I should quickly mention that you were wonderful hosts, as always, on Tuesday for a wonderful collection of people that sat down and, got to know each other a little bit better. We had Kelsey Warren, the chairman of Energy Transfer Partners in town, and he got a chance to meet some friends of the university and some other business and community leaders, energy leaders from around the state, and that was a wonderful day. So thank you for the wonderful hospitality. It was great.
It's always wonderful to welcome guests to the campus. We're here, and hospitality is one of our values, that everyone is welcome, and the sisters taught us that from the very start, that all are to be received as Christ. And so anytime that somebody comes out, we can share the mission and the vision and also the great parts of North Dakota with them. We're happy to do it.
Just received an email note from Joyce Evans. Joyce and her husband Fred were there, and she said, enjoyed the luncheon and the roundtable discussion, and she said, it was so wonderful, exclamation point. Love the University of Mary setting, and the reception was so welcoming. So you love to hear that from your guests. So obviously that mission you're talking about, Jerome, you guys are living it well, and it's fun to hear that from guests. What's that, Monsignor?
You know, I feel like, Scott, we get undue credit for all of that. In other words, when people come to our campus, it is a breathtaking experience, and people look around, and we've got plenty to see. Of course, you've been in our new Lumen Vitae University Center, and I think we'd be hard-pressed to find another facility like it, driving for hundreds and hundreds of miles around. But, of course, the primary architect of the campus of the University of Mary is the good Lord, who provided for us a setting in which we're able to look out upon one of the most magnificent sites in the whole state. The campus overlooks, as you know, the Missouri River Valley and the bluffs to the west beyond, and you just get a sense of the greatness and the smallness of human life all at the same time. And we have the opportunity in that setting to teach our students great lessons about life, about how in the whole scheme of things their lives might be small, but they can still make a difference. And so the setting assists us.
Boy, does it ever. It is just a great place to gather and a great place to learn and so many wonderful things about it. So it was another great example of that this week. So let's talk about that Lumen Vitae Center that you just mentioned. We had a chance to be there on the grand opening and talk with some students and some others about it as well. But it was you that I first heard about the Lumen Vitae Center from at a gathering at the University of Mary. And I have to admit, you know, seeing it on a screen and in a presentation and some of the various drawings and hearing a little bit about the vision, is small compared to seeing it come to life. It really is incredible. Describe it for folks that have not yet seen it, don't know what it's about, would you?
As we've talked about before, Scott, the whole purpose behind the Lumen Vitae University Center was to create a place for students from all over the country and from all over the world, really, who come here to college at the University of Mary, who make Bismarck Mandan their home for a season of their lives, and many of them stay and enter the workforce here in Western North Dakota, to make, for those students who come to us from all over, a meaningful place for community, for interaction, for relationship, in which, in the midst of the loneliness and the isolation, which sometimes can descend upon modern life because of various circumstances and the fragmentation of our culture and all of those things, in the midst of that, in the midst of this time in their lives when they're growing, when they're making significant decisions about what it is that God's calling them to be and to do in their lives, that they can congregate and come together. And so every square foot of the Lumen Vitae University Center was carefully crafted and designed for bringing students together in that meaningful relationship. You remember, I said it at the grand opening, just before we cut the ribbon. I said to the students, I said, we've built this for you, and the meaning of every inch of this facility is so that you can grow together in joy and virtue and greatness of heart, such that having built this for you, you can build a life which is worthy of living. In other words, we want our students, because we've given them this gift through the cooperation and the support of numerous and uncountable almost benefactors to the university through our Vision 2030 campaign, we've built this facility so that the students themselves can build a life of contribution, of joy, of happiness, and of greatness. And so that's the whole understanding behind it. So, for instance, we've got a 24/7 campus restaurant called the Crow's Nest, which was sponsored generously by Steve and Eileen Scheel of Scheel's All Sports. And our students are over there all the time. You know, I teach a class for the freshmen once a week, and I taught it in Founders Hall, and then afterward I went over with my brother, who's the chaplain of the University of Mary. I went over and was in the crow's nest last night, and oh my goodness, it was full of students. This is 10:30 at night. They're crawling all over the place. They're studying together. The pool tables are full. They're having the time of their lives, and they're growing together. And so that's the whole understanding of the Lumen Vitae University Center. That's the reason we built it.
And, you know, I guess people expect a university to have a place where kids eat, right, and a dining center. But you mentioned earlier every square inch is well thought out. And to the extent of this dining center, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that's pretty rare in academics, right? I mean, just explain the uniqueness of this.
Well, there are almost no places in the whole country that do it. And part of the reason that we do it is that we've thrown out that old idea that you and I remember from our college days, where you got a meal plan and you had three squares a day, and the dining hall was little more than a mess hall, really, and you went there for a couple hours in the morning. It was open a couple hours at lunch and a couple hours at dinner. And then what you would do is you would just pile your tray as full as possible and eat as much as you could because that was your one chance. We've thrown that whole model away. We don't believe in it anymore. We don't think that we should have a mess hall on a campus. We think that students are not at the end of adolescence. They're at the beginning of adulthood. And so we bring them instead into a beautiful space, which is full of all kinds of options, quiet places for study and for conversation, more lively places for games and for interaction at a different level, places where there's a fireplace that they can congregate around and feel the warmth, not just of the fire, but of human interaction. And so we wanted it to be a place where a student could come in and out of 20, 25 times a day if they wanted, even if they just want an apple or a chicken strip. And I'll tell you this, our food waste has gone way down in the university dining plan. Our participation from students has gone way up, and student satisfaction is at an all-time high because we provide that benefit for them. And to me, I think it's a new way of crafting the student experience on a residential campus. It's just a whole new conception.
There's a breakfast bar in this. There's Caribou Coffee right there. There's a deli. There's a Dakota Home Style station. There's a pizza and pasta station. There's an international station, a grill, more made to order. And, of course, a lot of rave reviews from the students on the special section that you have for students that have particular allergies, which, again, is rather cutting edge. So that's just absolutely, really a sight to behold. And for folks who have been to the University of Maryland campus before, Lumen Vitae University Center is linked to the McDowell Activity Center. So there's a little corridor there now where you got a convenience store and a Hall of Fame and the new bookstore and clothing store that you can see in between the two. But if you've been there, that'll sort of center you to what exactly is there. Jerome, about a minute before we go to break. Anything else you want to highlight from Lumen Vitae?
Yeah, I would just like to add to what Monsignor said, and he said it so beautifully, that we built this for our students. They're always our primary focus, but at the same time that we know that we are a part of the Bismarck Mennen community and the greater community, and this university center is for them as well. First for our students, but also for the community to come out to have an experience when they come out and watch our quality athletics, when they come out and they want to come to prayer day, they want to hear a concert, they want to hear this. They can go also to the restaurant. They can go hang out in the living room. They can go read the history of our founders and sponsors. They can see all these different things. And so that this is something for the greater whole, for the whole community, and that goes from top to bottom.
We'll take a short break, come back with more of our conversation with Monsignor James Shea and also Jerome Richter today on What's on Your Mind, talking a little bit about what's happening at the University of Mary. You've heard us before talk about Vision 2030. That was a $270-some million capital campaign. This was, of course, a part of that, but there's so much more going on at the University of Mary, and we'll get a quick update on the other projects as well when we come back after the break. Friday edition of the show tomorrow, we're looking forward to talking to Amy Grant, who will be at HustFest. Just a little programming note. More coming up, folks. Don't go away.
The Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Puckett Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Every day made better is what Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is all about. Five locations in North Dakota to serve you. Becca in Buxton told us an incredible story about how much she loves her Hot Spring Spa and Pool Tables 2. Becca, tell us your story.
I'm really busy. I'm a mother of five and we farm. So my days get extremely busy and I end up having to wear so many different hats some days, from being a mom and a cook and a housekeeper and a farmhand. I look forward to the end of the night when I can get into our hot spring spa and I can with my husband and I can just be his wife. I think it's awesome that every night can be a date night without leaving the house.
Isn't that fantastic? It is just something you look forward to all day long. So even the tough stuff all day, being a mom and being busy on the farm, you know what's coming at the end of the night makes everything a little bit easier, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, it's been great for us. The kids love it too. You know, we get more conversation out of them in the hot tub than we do around the dinner table. Find out more about everybody's day.
I've noticed that with our kids too. It's fantastic. You get them to talk and just tell you a little bit about their day and get some sit still time without the phone or anything around
you.
Yep. Right?
Yep. No devices in the hot tub. It's great.
That alone is every day made better right there.
Absolutely.
Every day made better for Becca and Buxton and you too. Stop at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot, Grand Forks, or online at hotspringnd.com. That's hotspringnd.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Don't forget, we're headed to New York City. Not too long. Deadline for the trip to sign up is October 2nd. So remember to get yourself signed up. Get one of those spots. You can fly to Bismarck. You can fly out of Fargo, your choice. And we're going to have a great time. Really looking forward to it. Telephone number, by the way, is 952-898-0008 for more information. Or go to grouptravelplanners.com. We leave on Monday, November 27th, and we're back on Saturday, December 2nd. Great lineup this year. Call for the itinerary, 952-898-0008, or send me an email. I think that 24/7 dining has recruited another student for the University of Mary. Just got a text from an NDSU student, said Tell me more about this University of Mary. I tuned in late. Where is the university? Is it a Catholic university? Any standout programs, liberal arts school? Lots of questions. I'll forward this on to you, fellas. And you can sign them up with your enrollment, folks. They want to know more. And that's probably happening every day. I think it was probably the 24/7 dining, Monsignor, that has them in. Maybe for instance, that Dakota Homestyle station.
It's a selling point for sure. You know, your listeners, especially those of both Norwegian and German-Russian heritage, will know that we're highlighting, because we have, as we've talked about before, now, because our North Dakota numbers are still strong, but more than half of our incoming students are now coming from out of state, and they come to us from all over the country. And we want to showcase what's best about these prairies. And so we have a special section, Dakota Homestyle. Right above it, we have etched an old German-Russian proverb, where there is bread, there is home. And so it's a place where students can go to sample lefse and fleischtikle and nipple soup and sausage and cream chicken and sauerkraut and all of those different types of things. We're still in a pretty serious debate about how often we should feature lutefisk. But I'm telling you, it's popular, and we convert, talk about converting, you know what I mean. We convert a lot of students to Nifla lovers from the wide world beyond, and that's an important part of our duty as a citizen of North Dakota.
To all of my German-Russian heritage, I made a good argument for head cheese, but I couldn't get it across. No way, I'm in committee.
I'm glad you drew the line there, Monsignor. Good idea. Now, anybody is welcome at the dining center, right? This is open 24/7 to the general public as well, and you have a conference center there. Jerome, maybe you want to tell the folks about how they can use the conference center at the Lumen Vitae University Center.
Yeah, and as I was speaking before, our campus restaurant and our whole university center is open to the public. Anybody that wants to come during the day during normal hours is more than welcome to come in to take in the history, the experience that we have presented there, to grab something to eat. But also for our business people, for our organizations, for our associations, we have one of the most beautiful banquet facilities called Founders Hall, named in honor of our sisters. A stateroom is another way to describe it. It can seat up to 600 people for a meal, or it can seat over 1,100 for a conference, you know, if you're just in chairs. And this now becomes a place that they can come, they can have the whole day, they can use Founders Hall, and then below it, we have a hospitality center where they can break up into smaller groups. We have a conference room that holds about 160. We have a boardroom that holds up to 24. We have another small conference room for 50. And so we have the facilities now at the University of Mary that we can really take care of someone that wants to come out and have a full day's conference or even two-day conference to do this. A beautiful example, as you mentioned, we are a Christian Catholic Benedictine University. And so our good Bishop Kagan has asked to use the Founders Hall for the Thirst Conference for Men. That's happening this Saturday. So we'll probably have 700-800 men out here to receive some wonderful talks of nationally known speakers, and then to also take in the campus to pray at the grotto, to see all the beautiful things that are happening here, and again, to be a part of the community in that way. As the sisters wanted, that we are supporting the religious, the social, the academic needs of this place is huge.
Scott, the spaces that Jerome described are very, very, very nice. They're so beautiful, and we wanted to craft them beautifully. You know, we named Founders Hall after our sisters, floor-to-ceiling glass, overlooking the Missouri River, that whole beautiful landscape that we talked about before. One of the most moving moments in my life was the night of the dedication, when there's one surviving founder of Annunciation Monastery. Annunciation Monastery was founded 70 years ago, and Sister Elizabeth Novi, who taught grade school for 59 years here in western North Dakota, was there. She's 101. She turned 101 last month. And we were able to have, she came, she ate the whole dinner, and then she came up to the front and we presented her with a plaque. Also, seven founders of Mary College, sisters who were fully professed at the time when the vote was taken to establish Mary College in 1959, were present at the dinner. And so we named it Founders Hall in honor of all of them and in honor of all of our sisters. But isn't that moving to have that living history made real in the midst of architecture and in the midst of the infrastructure of our campus. It's amazing.
It sure was, and she received, appropriately so, a standing ovation of thanks and gratitude from so many people in the audience. Well, it's a great facility. I just hope folks get out there and see it firsthand and check it out. A lot happening at the University of Mary. We'll save the rest for next time. Gentlemen, thank you so much. Good to talk to you.
Great to be with you always, Scott, and all your wonderful listeners. God bless.
Same to you, gentlemen. God bless. Thanks so much. And God bless you, our great audience. We'll see you tomorrow, Friday edition of What's on Your Mind.
Our nation uses about 800 million gallons of petroleum and petroleum products every day. We use this energy to heat our homes, fuel our cars and airplanes, and provide the feedstock for our nation's manufacturing and agriculture industries. It's in our clothes and shoes, cell phones, computers, makeup, contact lenses, even medicines and life-saving medical devices. Where does it come from? 2.5 million miles of pipeline transport this energy across the country. This is the most environmentally sensitive, safest, and least expensive way to transport the energy we need. At Energy Transfer Partners, our more than 10,000 employees monitor and manage a nationwide network of pipelines built to last. With American materials, American workers, and American ingenuity. Bringing energy to families like yours. Visit EnergyTransfer.com to learn more.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.